Hello everyone and welcome to a new Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Sfacom 5 Thrusting Modes Blowjob Sex Toy Stroker Adult Toys for Men by Best Vibe. So this is a really unusual toy. I originally thought this was going to be like that cowgirl robot where it's got like the handles on the side and it goes up and down inside the toy. And it kind of does that, but it's actually something completely unexpected that I didn't think they made something like this. So I'll tell you about the toy and who this is for. And if this toy is for you, then congratulations, this toy is for you. But just spoiler alert, the toy is probably not going to be for everyone, but we'll get to that. All right, so what is this toy anyway? This is a double entry, masturbator. So, I mean, I'll just show you. So it's got two caps on it. All right, this cap has it has fins on it that are angled like a jet turbine. All right, and then the other side has a different set of textures which look like scales, like dragon scales, but the actual feeling of the texture doesn't really matter anyway. So there are buttons, and then there's like a display on this side. So you turn this on by holding down the button. All right, so we're going to turn this on and we're going to turn up the speed. All right, so it's got the speed going on, and we can hit the little arrow buttons, and it goes through the modes. So it looks like it has a lot of buttons, but it really doesn't. You have speed and you have modes. So really not that much different than any other sex toy we've reviewed, where it has like, you know, low, medium, high, and then it's got some patterns, same thing, but they spread it among all these buttons for some reason. And then this turns turns it on and off, and if you hold this down, it turns it off, and if you hold it, it turns it back on. So really, there's all these buttons, but they don't do much. This is the speed, this is the modes, this is power on, power off, this is pause. And then on the left side, you have the indicators which tell you which mode it's on and what speed setting it's on. But let me show you how this works by removing the back. Because the way you... This is important. All right. So now you see how the toy works. Now here's the problem. This is what I call a smush toy. And the problem with smush toys, as you can readily see, is all the movement is in the center. Or in this case, when you're putting your penis inside one of the sides, like, let's say this is my penis, okay? So I'm going to use my finger. I'm putting my penis in the toy, and, you know, right here, I'm hitting the end. The motion of the toy is only hitting the first kind of segment of my finger. You see that? It's not going all the way to the base of my penis. It's only hitting this part, because this is the motion of this little center part. So you're not going to feel it across the whole of your penis. You're only going to feel it here, because it's a smush toy. All right, let me turn this off. Give me a second. All right. So when you're done using this toy and you take the insert out, you can clean it, you know, put it back in, and then you can replace the little panel once you put it back in, and that's how you clean and disassemble a toy. Now, it's worth pointing out that this insert does not have one hole going all the way through. There is a divider in the middle. And so you're probably thinking, like, well, if the hole doesn't go all the way through, which means you can't clean it, because the whole point of having a toy with a hole that goes all the way through is you just run water through it to clean it. But this one doesn't work that way. So this is basically two inserts fused together in the middle of a smush toy. And I don't like smush toys, because again, the problem is, instead of feeling the sensation all throughout your penis, from the base of your penis to the tip, you're only feeling it more or less in the tip, because the movement is only going so far. It's not going all the way to the base of your penis. So about a third to a half of your penis isn't really getting much action. You're sticking your toy in here, or you're sticking your penis in the toy, but nothing's happening to like half your dick, because only this part is actually getting any kind of friction. But it's not even like friction. Like when you're thrusting into a woman's vagina, you're getting all the friction from her vagina and your penis going in and out. But if you stick your penis in her vagina and her pussy is contracting, I mean, that's creating something, but it's not the same as you thrusting in and out. You're getting less friction. And that's why I don't like smush toys. This is basically just a smush toy. And you're probably thinking, like, what's the point of the gimmick? You can't fuck both holes at once. What is this? What this is, and this isn't advertised on the website at all. So you know how women, particularly lesbians, have like a double-headed dildo where one woman will stick the dildo up her pussy and then she'll fuck her lesbian lover with the dildo that's already sticking out of her because it's got like, it's got two heads. It's a two-headed dildo. So it's like a lesbian dildo. So one woman can stick it up her pussy, she'll stick it up the other girl's pussy, and they'll kind of grind on each other as the dildo is in both women. And that's how they simulate sex because they don't have a penis themselves, so they have to use toys and dildos. And so these double-headed dildos are basically a lesbian toy, which allows two lesbians to have intercourse by using this double-headed jelly dong, right? This is that for guys. This is a double-headed, dual-entry smush toy that allows two people with male genitalia to stick their penises in at the same time, and it basically jerks both of them off at the same time. So this is basically for gay men or for people who fuck traps. So if you're into trans women, if you're into chicks with dicks, if you're into whatever they call themselves, then this could be the toy for you. And you know who you are. So like I said at the beginning, this toy could appeal to you, but it's probably not going to appeal to a lot of people because most guys aren't into chicks with dicks. Most guys don't want, you know, penis. They want vagina. You know, if they were into penis, they would just, you know, go be gay. So anyway, so that's kind of it for this toy. The toy seems a lot more complicated than it is. It seems like it, because it's got all these buttons and all these displays. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really do anything. So, you know, let me put this away. So, again, all these buttons are no different than, like, you could literally run this toy exactly the same with only three buttons. You have a power button, and then you have, like, a plus and minus button. And it goes low, medium, high, and then it goes through the patterns. This one has separate speed settings, which is basically low, medium, high. And then it's got separate mode buttons, which go through the patterns. And it's got a pause and a power button. Now, I'm not against this at all. You do you. If you're into penis and man ass, then you do you. However, this toy's really expensive. Now, it's a Stockholm toy, and it has, like, app functionality. I've shown Stockholm toys on the past. They have an app. It syncs with the toy, and you can control the patterns and the vibrations and the thrusting speeds using the app. You can also control it remotely. So if you have a long distance relationship, you can control each other's sex toys remotely using the app. So that tends to raise the price. But here's the thing. So this is a smush toy, just a smush toy. And the big gimmick about it is it has two entry holes. So two guys with penises can use it at the same time. This toy is over $225. And it's nothing to write home about in terms of how it feels because it's just a smush toy. So unless you're gay or unless you have a trans woman partner or a trap girlfriend or whatever the vernacular is these days, unless you're in that category, I don't recommend this toy. However, if you are in that category, if you're tired of just having anal all the time and you want to try something different, you want to try some type of device where you can both have your penises stimulated at the same time, this could be something to look into. However, you could also literally take any two sex toys. Like, imagine I had two, like, you know, spinning rubber pussies in my hands. You could take two spinning rubber pussies, reverse one, you know, strap them together somehow, and then have one guy fuck this toy while the other guy fucks this toy and just turn them on individually and have them connected somehow. You could duct tape them together. It doesn't matter. And that would get the same effect. because this is basically just a smush toy fused together, except it doesn't even work as good because you're sharing the mechanism. It would actually be better if this were two toys fused together where you could fuck two toys at once with their own individual mechanisms. So, anyway, for $225, this is pretty expensive for what it is. Now, as a toy that's meant to be shared, yeah, sure. Because if you bought two toys and fused them together, you'd probably pay more than that. So I kind of understand that. Again, this is an interesting concept. It's definitely needed. The fact that, you know, lesbians have their double-headed dildos, but gay men and guys who fuck traps don't have an equivalent toy until now. You know, it's been... This is a good thing. This is a good thing that this toy exists. But at the price... And unless you are in that specific niche, this toy is probably not worth it to you. But if you are in that specific niche, this toy may be perfect. This toy may answer your prayers. You finally have a toy that you and your partner can share, where both of your penises can be stimulated. Happy days. So if this toy appeals to you, I do have a 20% off coupon code. If this toy doesn't appeal to you, the coupon code still works for the whole site. So you can save 20% on any other toy on the site. I've reviewed lots of toys from Best Buy. They sell excellent toys. So if this toy appeals to you, if this toy sounds like something that would be good for you, then check it out. But again, as just a guy who doesn't have a male partner to share it with, this was really nothing to write home about. It was just a garden variety smush toy with basic settings, nothing special other than the app compatibility. So for the price... You know, not interested. Not for that price, for a basic smush toy. But, you know, it's basically a 2-in-1. But it's meant... You only get use out of this toy if you have someone to share it with. So if that sounds like you, then go ahead and pick up this toy up. Save 20%. If this doesn't sound like you, then check out some of the other toys on Best Vibe and buy one of those instead. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.